Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Chavav, four lines in the bottom of Daf Chafei and Beis, and the Gemara will now bring five different questions and responses as to various specific dinim regarding Hezek. And the Gemara starts with, Hey, Shein V'Regel, Chayiv Rishis Rabim, Mekal V'Chayma. We know that Shein V'Regel is only Chayiv in Rishis HaNizik and not in Rishis Rabim. And the Gemara asks that L'Chayra, we should be Mechayiv someone for Shein V'Regel even when they damage in Rishis Rabim. And this should be based on the Kal V'Chayma. And the Kal V'Chayma is, Umak Karen Shev Rishis HaNizik, Eini Mishalom El Chatzin Nezik. Since we know that Karen in Rishis HaNizik is only going to pay Chatzi Nezik, at least according to the Sheet of Rabbanan to argue on Rab Tafin, and even so, Rishis HaRabim Chayeves, that if an animal goes and damages with Karen in Rishis Rabim, that the owner would still be Chayev Chatzi Nezik, so Shein V'Regel, Sheb Rishis HaNizik, Mishalom Nezik Sholim, and then Sheb Rishis HaRabim Chayev, so certainly by Shein V'Regel, we're in Rishis HaNizik, he does pay Nezik Sholim, so certainly the owner of the animal should be Chayev if his animal damages with Shein V'Regel in Rishis HaRabim. And the Gemara answers, as we said many times at Amakra that the Pasuk states Ubiyabistay Acher, and we learn out that the only time that you chayiv for the hezek of Yashar when it damages through Shein V'Regel is only in a sada that belongs to someone else and you don't have a connection to. And we learn out V'Lei B'Rishis Rabim that a mazik is not chayiv for damages caused by Yashar in Rishis Rabim, since the mazik has Rishis to be there as well. And we continue at Daf Chaf Vav Mlav, and the Gemara asks, Midi Kula Karminon, my question wasn't that you should be chayiv for Shein V'Regel in Rishis Rabim Nezik Shalim. My question was, certainly, since the pasuk says ubiya b'steyacher, then certainly Shein V'Regel is only chayiv nezik shalom b'rishis hanizik, as the pasuk says meitu sedeo meitu karmi yishalim. But maybe you would think that in rishis rabim you should be chayiv chetzi nezik based on the kal v'chayma from Karen. The Gemara answers on makra that the pasuk states b'negeya Karen v'chiyigav shor ish as shari eu v'meis u'machrus as shor chay v'chatzu as kaspoy v'gamas ameis yachatzun. And we learn out that the only time we have a din of chetzi nezik is only kaspoy shelzeh is only regarding Karen, v'loy kaspa shel achar, and there is no din of chetzi nezik b'negei Shein V'Regel, and any time that someone is chayiv for Shein V'Regel, they must be chayiv nezik sholeim. The Gemara continues with the second question, v'loy tei Shein V'Regel chayeves b'shus hanizik el chetzi nezik min kal v'chayim min Karen. And why do we say that you pay nezik sholeim for Shein V'Regel when the damage in rishus hanizik? Maybe you should only pay chetzi nezik, and this would be learned from a kal v'chayim from Karen, and the kal v'chayim would be as follows: umak Karen shel b'shus ram chayeves that madoch b'negei Karen. We at least yechayiv in rishus harabim and rishus hanizik ini mishalemes el chetzi nezik, and even so in rishus hanizik according to the rabbanon that argon of tafin you'd only pay chetzi nezik. So Shein V'Regel shel rishus harabim patura. So certainly by Shein V'Regel we imamish patur rishus harabim as the pasuk stated ubiya b'steyacha and the pasuk stated v'chatzu es kasboy and din shel rishus hanizik mishalem chetzi nezik. So certainly even if your animal should damage with Shein V'Regel in rishus hanizik you should only be chayiv chetzi nezik. The Gemara answers on makra yishalim tashlum malya. That since the pasuk b'negei Shein V'Regel states v'shilach spi'ira ubiya b'steyacha meitu sedeo meitu karma yishalim, so the lashon yishalim is mashma that you're going to pay a full payment and not just chetzi nezek. And ayin teis diva maschel v'loy tei Shein V'Regel with teis is v'intayma. How can you have a habim that Shein V'Regel would pay chetzi nezek b'shus hanizek? But ha'amar kaspi shel zeh v'loy kaspi shel achar. We learned beforehand that the pasuk says v'chatzu es kasboy, and the only time we have chetzi nezek is only by Karen and not by Shein V'Regel. So how would we have a habim that b'negei Shein V'Regel and rishus Nizik, you would pay chetzi nezek. Tesis explains that we would have a hamina that although the pasuk says v'chatzu es kaspoy, that is only telling us that the din of chetzi nezek migufoy is only relevant to Karen. But we would think that b'negei Shein V'Regel that occurs in rishus hanizik, then you pay chetzi nezek min aliyah, and you wouldn't only have to pay up to the value of the shor that caused the damage. And Tesis explains that originally when the Gemara asked this question that Shein V'Regel should be chayiv chetzi nezek b'rishus rabim, Gemara's hamina over there was that you would actually pay chetzi nezek migufoy. And therefore the Gemara says that the Pasuk says v'chatzu es kaspoy, that the only time that there's an obligation to pay chetzi nezek b'gufoy is only by Karen and not by Shein V'Regel. Neshita Mekubetzes is on the Havmin of our Gemara that how could you have a Havmin that b'negei Shein V'Regel and Rishus HaNizik you pay chetzi nezek? Then l'chira, what would the halacha mishbisina b'negei Tzurius be teaching you? As l'chira, we already pay chetzi nezek by all Shein V'Regel, and therefore what would be the difference b'negei Tzurius? And Neshita says that we would have a Havmin that the halacha mishbisina b'negei Tzurius is that Tzurius pays half of what Shein V'Regel pays, and since Shein V'Regel in Rishus HaNizik would pay Chetzi Nezek, therefore, b'negei Tzurius, the halacha l'mishum Sinai would teach us that instead of paying Chetzi Nezek, you would pay Revi'a Nezek. And our Gemara continues and asks a third question, v'loy tei Karen b'rishus Rabim chayiv min kal v'chayma, the l'chira b'negei Karen b'rishus Rabim, you should not even be chayiv Chetzi Nezek, and you shouldn't be chayiv at all, and this would be based on the kal v'chayma, and the kal v'chayma would be as follows, ma Shein V'Regel, she b'rishus HaNizik, Nezek Sholem, b'rishus Rabim b'tura, then ma'ad Shein V'Regel, we're in Rishus HaNizik, you pay Nezik Sholem, and still Rishus Rabim, you Potel Lagamri. And if so, we should learn B'negei Karen, that Karen should Rishus HaNizik, Chatzi Nezik, Ein Adin should Rishus Rabim Ptura. And since Karen has in Kula in Rishus HaNizik, that you only pay Chatzi Nezik, so L'chur Rishus Rabim, you should certainly be Potel Lagamri. And the Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Echon, Rabbi Echon states, that the Pasar B'negei Karen states, V'chi Yav Shar Ish HaShar Eyo V'meis, U'machus HaShar Chai, V'chotu Es Kaspoi, V'gam HaSames, Yechatzun. Really, the Pasuk could have said, V'chotu Es Kaspoi, V'gam HaSames, and therefore the word Yechatzun is extra. And Rabbi Echon teaches us that from the extra word we learn out, Ein Chatzin Nezik Cholok, Loi B'Shus Rabim, V'loi B'Shus Yochid, there is no difference between Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yochid, B'negei Chatzin Nezik. Not only do you pay Chatzin Nezik in Rishus HaNizik, but you pay Chatzin Nezik in Rishus Rabim as well. And the Gemara continues, and asks the fourth Shaila, V'hei Odom Chai B'Koyfim Mekal V'Choyma. As we know, if an animal kills a person and the animal is a mu'ud, and first of all, of course, the animal is put to death, and secondly, we know that the owner of the animal is chayiv to pay kaifa to the yorshim of the nizik. And the Gemara is, l'chayiv, we should be mchayiv a person to pay kaifa when a person kills someone else. And Rashi points out, k'goyim b'mezid, for example, in the case where someone kills someone b'mezid, v'lei isubei, and there was no astra, but there were edim, the leisi baktola, and therefore he's not a baktola, and we don't say, kamli b'rabne, v'lei bagolis, and he also would not go to golis since it wasn't b'shogeg. And Mepharshim discussed that we know that there's a concept of chayiv misi shogeg, that he's still potter mitashlumin, and l'chayiv over here, even though it's true that you potter misa, on the maisa, we should still say that there's a din of kamli b'rabne. On the maisa, it seems poshut that the din of kamli b'rabne is talking about a scenario where someone's chayiv mamon l'zeh or misa l'zeh, and there's two reasons why the person has a chayiv of mamon and misa. However, over here, the Gemara's question is that l'chayiv, since this person killed someone, so he should be chayiv kaifer, and that is based on killing someone and not based on a different item, and therefore the entire concept of kamli b'rabne would not apply in our case. And I in Taisus Dima Maskelvi Adam Chayiv B'Kaifer, where Taisus asks that we know there's a pasuk that states Leisichu Kaifer Nefesh Reitzeach, and you can't take Kaifer in order to pater someone from giving him Misa. And Zok Taisus, we can't learn from that pasuk that there's no Chayiv B'Kaifer, because over there we're talking about a case that there's a din that you can't take money in order to repay the person that he shouldn't have Misa. And Taisus continues, but over here the Gemara's question is that we should actually be killing Ruvain who killed Shimon, and then we should also have Ruvain pay Kaifa, just like we find B'negei Ashar, that the Shar is killed and the Bailam still have to pay Kaifa. And it seems that Taisus is actually arguing on Rashi, and he holds that even in a case where a person kills someone B'mezid and it was Astra, and therefore the person is Chayiv Misa, the Gemara is still asking that potentially he should still be Chayiv to pay Kaifa. And I in Taisus, how he deals with Tanz Be'chiskia and the din of Kamlei B'ramne and Chayiv Misa Shogin Ayin Sham. Our Gemara continues that we just asked that L'chir, a person should be Chayiv Kaifa based on a Kal V'chaymer, and what is the Kal V'chaymer? U'mashosh in Chayiv Ba'abad V'arim Chayiv B'kaifa, that Madach B'negei Ashar, that if Ashar is Mazik a person, then the owner is not Chayiv to pay Abad V'arim, and even so, Chayiv B'kaifa, the owner of the animal will be Chayiv to pay Kaifa, if an animal that's a mu'ud kills a person, Adam Shechayiv Ba'abad V'arim, so certainly a person that's Mazik another person, and he's Chayiv to pay the Abad V'arim, and he's Chayiv to pay Tzar Ripu Shevus and Boishes, and he didn't Shechayiv B'kaifa, and certainly by Adam that kills a person, he should have to pay kaifa. And the Gemara answers that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim says it's him kaifa yushas alav v'nasam pidi nashay kichol ashiyushas alav. From the gears of our Gemara, it's mashma that we learn this from the end of the pasuk, as the end of the pasuk says kichol ashiyushas alav, and we learn that alav alayladam. The only time we have a din of kaifa is only by a behema and not by a person that kills another person. Some agrees that we learn this from the beginning of the pasuk, where the pasuk states im kaifa yushas alav. And the Gemara asks its fifth question v'yishar chay ba'abad var mikav v'chaima l'chayr b'negei yishar. We took on the pashas that if Ashar is mazik a person, he's not chayiv to pay the abadvarim, and he's only chayiv to pay nezek and not tsar ripui shevus ubaishas. L'chayr, we should be mechayiv the owner of Ashar to pay abadvarim when Ashar hurts a person based on a kal v'chaima. And the kal v'chaima would be umma odom she'in chayiv b'kayiv chayiv abadvarim. That's just like b'negei a person where he kills a person that we just stated that he's not chayiv b'kayiv, and even so he's chayiv to pay the abadvarim if he's mazik a person. And therefore, certainly b'negei Ashar shechayiv b'kayiv, that since if it kills another person and it was a mu'ud, it's chayiv and kaifa, and it didn't shei chayiv ba'abad varim, so certainly it should be chayiv to pay the abad varim, and should be chayiv for the owner of the shor to not only pay nezek, but to also pay tsar ripui shevus and boishes. Gemara answers, Amar Kra, the pasuk in Pashas Emma regarding the abad varim states, v'ish ki yitin mum ba'misoi, hasha asa ken ye asa loy, and therefore we learn out, ish ba'misoi v'loy shor ba'misoi, that the only time that we have a chayiv of abad varim is only when a person hurts someone else. However, if a shor damages a person, the chayiv of abad varim doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues that we know that if an animal animal kills a person and the animal is a mu'ud, then he would pay kaifar. And the Gemara asks, we have the following shayla, regal shedarsal gabi tita b'chatzah nizek, ma'u shetashalam kaifar. If there's an animal that while it's walking in a normal fashion, it tramples on a child, and this animal was in the chatzah nizek, and therefore he's chayiv for regal. And the shayla is, would the owner of this animal be chayiv to pay kaifar? Or do we say that the din of kaifar is specifically by the gay Karen? And I entice the dinum askel regal shedarsal, where Tais points out that the Gemara shayla was not only relevant to Karen, but who adin b'shein d'chaya d'orcha have a matzal boy. The Gemara could have asked a question b'degay shein as well. Bar v'esh v'mato me'olav k'may adam. However, b'degay bar and esh, we would be mayed from the pasuk of k'chal sheyushas alav, and we learn out alav aloy al adam, and we would also learn alav aloy al bar and alav aloy al esh. However, since shein and regal are referring to a behema, therefore it would fit into the pasuk k'chay sheyushas alav v'nasim pidu nafshik k'chal sheyushas alav. Since we're talking about a behema, therefore the Gemara's question is that maybe we would say that there'd be a chiyuv of kaifa even b'degei ashen and regal, and of course b'degei ashen and regal it's always a mu'ud meikara, and therefore the chiyuv of kaifa would even be on the first time that this occurrence happens in rishas hanizik. And the Gemara explains this shaila mi amrina, do we say midi dava karen that l'maisa we will compare the case of shen regal to karen, and karen kiven the other trade klasa zimni orchu mshalom kaifa, and just like we find b'degei karen that the Torah tells us once the animal goes and kills two or three times, and at this point it's orche and therefore he's mu'ud, so he'll pay kaifa and hachinami leishna, and therefore b'negei regal, and of course as Taisa said b'negei shena as well, since it's a mu'ud meikara, so immediately if it will kill someone and it'll be in rishus hanizik, there wouldn't be a difference, and the din would be that the owner would be chayiv to pay kaifa. Or idilmo, what do we say? Karen kavadas l'hazik, hayin kavadas l'hazik. That although b'negei karen, the Torah states that the owner is chayiv to pay kaifa, that is because that when the animal damages through karen, it was kavadas l'hazik, and therefore he intended to kill this person, and that's why it is a chiyuv to pay kaifa. But the ma'isa b'negei shein regal, since it wasn't the intent of the animal to kill this person, so maybe the Torah was not mechayiv the owner of the animal to pay kaifa. And the mefarshim are bothered that why the Gemara say b'negei karen kivin the oved treyat plus zimni. L'chare the Gemara said that karen kivin the oved plus zimni orchihu u'mishalim kaifa. And the mefarshim explained that this works out very well according to Rashi that taught us on the Chav Gimel Beis that there's machlekes between Abai and Rava in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda if an owner is going to be chayiv nezek shalim after the second time that the animal shtais, or is it only after the third time? Fizeh, it makes sense why the Gemara states kivin the oved treyat plus zimni, and the Gemara is giving us both of these studim, both lefi Abaya and lefi Rava. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya that hichle shayu lechatzah balabayis shalei b'rishus, that if Reuven brings his own shar into the chatzah of the balabayis, and he does so without permission, and he trespasses v'nachal balabayis, and this shar goes and shtaises the balabayis umes, and the balabayis dies, certainly ashar b'skila, the shar is chayiv skila, uba'olav bein tam be'mur mishalim kaif v'sholim div Reb Tafin. And Reb Tafin holds that the owner would be chayiv to pay kaif v'sholim, and it doesn't make a difference if this animal was a tam or a mu'ud, as although generally the only one that we said pays kaifa is a mu'ud in Rishis Rabim, however that's because it was done in Rishis Rabim. However, just like Rav Tafin holds that if there's a tam that comes into Rishis HaNizik, they're chayiv to pay nezik shalim, and therefore he also holds that if the tam comes into Rishis HaNizik and the tam goes and kills the owner, then the owner of the tam would be chayiv to pay kaifa shalim. And the Gemara continues with its raya that kaifa shalim b'tam Rav Tafin min oli, that how could it be Rav Tafin hold that you pay kaifa shalim by a tam? Lab mishum desavol like Rabbi Yisrael Lili. It must be because Rav Tafin holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Lili, the Amar Tam Mishalim Chatzik Kaif Rishis Rabim, and Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that although the only way that someone pays Kaif Shalim in Rishis Rabim is only once the animal is a mu'ud, but Rabbi Yisrael Lili holds that if there's an animal that's a tam that kills someone, then the owner of the tam would actually pay Chatzik Nezek if he killed that person in Rishis Rabim. Therefore, Rav Tafin now extends this and says that just like a tam Rishis Harabim would pay Chatzik Kaifa, so now that the tam goes and kills someone in the Rishus HaNizik, then the owner of the tam would have to pay Nezik Shalim. And the Gemara explains the way that Reb Tafin learned this is Maisila Mekal V'Chaim Regal, that he learns this from Mekal V'Chaim from Regal. Rashi explains Gehecha the Gamal Karen Tam L'Inyan Zakim Masisin, that just like Reb Tafin learned the Kal V'Chaim B'Negeya Karen Tam that goes into Rishus HaNizik, that is Chayiv Nezik Shalim, and therefore a Karen that is a tam that kills someone in Rishus HaNizik would be Chayiv Kaif Shalim as well. And Rashi continues V'Achi Gamal, and this is the way Reb Tafin learns the Kal V'Chaim that Mashin V'Regal Shapturim Rishus Rabin, that Madoch B'Negeya Shein Regal with a Potel Gam Rishus Rabin. Even so, Rishus HaNizik Kaif Shalim, if an animal kills a person with Shein V'Regal in Rishus HaNizik, they would be Chayiv Kaif Shalim. So Karen Shem Rishus Rabin Chetzi Kaifa, so certainly B'Negeya Karen, where even Rishus Rabin Chayiv to pay Chetzi Kaifa like Rabbi Yisrael Lili, and it didn't Shem Rishus HaNizik Kaif Shalim. Certainly even an animal that's a Tam that goes and kills a person with Karen in Rishis HaNizik would be Chayev Kaif Shalim and the Gemara of Tafanachi Alma Ika Kaif Bregel, and therefore we see clearly that since Rav Tafan learns this Kaval Chayma, so he holds that there is a concept of Kaif Bregel and you pay Kaif Shalim in Rishis HaNizik. The Lav Hachi B'mayi Meisla, as if you don't learn that way, then what would be the Kaval Chayma that Rav Tafan would bring in order to teach us that the Tam that goes and kills someone in Rishis HaNizik would be Chayev Kaif Shalim? And as the Gemara says, Alma Ika Kaif Bregel, and therefore we see that Rav Tafan holds that there is a concept of Kaifa by Regal in Rishis HaNizik, and Rav Shimon ben Adar. So Rav Shimon ben Adar says that's not a raya from this brisa, as Tana Menizik and Regal Maisila, as Rav Tafan's raya is not from the Kaval Chayma, from the case of Regal that's Chayev Kaifa by Rishis HaNizik, but the actual Kaval Chayma was based on Regal that is a Chiev of Nezik Sholem when it is Mazib by Rishis HaNizik. And as Rashi says, that really Rav Tafan does not hold that there is a concept of Kaifa by Regal at all. The Hachi Gam Rav Tafan, and this was Rav Tafan's limud, that my regal should be shisravim potter in nizokin b'shus anizik nezik shalim, that madach by regal that in the shisravim will be potter legamri from nizokin, and even so in rishus anizik they would chayiv nezik shalim. So karen should be shisravim chetzi kaifa. So if so, b'negei karen we in rishisravim chayiv chetzi kaifa basically, and then should be rishus anizik kaifa shalim. And therefore, if an animal that's a tam kills a person in rishus anizik, they should be chayiv kaifa shalim. And the gemara continues and asks on Rav Shimon Adar that how can you say that Rav Tafan's kavuchayma was from nizokin b'negei regal, if l'maisa b'lifrek we will be able to shlug up that kavu chayma mal nizokin the regal shekin yeshna b'eish, that we will be able to respond that maybe the reason why there's a chiev for a tam that creates a hezek of regal in rishus hanizik and in michayev nezik shalim is because we know that hezek is more chamor, because there's a din that if someone damages someone through eish, then you also chayev nezik shalim. However, since we know that if someone kills someone through eish, then they're not chayev kaifer, so we see that there's a cooler b'negei kaifer. And maybe that's why, even for an animal that's a tam that kills a person in Rishis HaNizik, there would not be a chiv to pay kaifa sholem. And Rashi tells us that there is no chiv of kaifa by ish, and Rashi references Daf Yodam Alf, and over there Rashi points out that b'negei ish, there is no chiv if it burns a person and kills a person, because the person should have run away, and even if the person is kafus and tied up, there's still a ptur, and there's no chiv of kaifa, because the one who burns it would be chay misa, and we'd have a concept of kam lebed Rabmanay. The Gemara continues and answers for Rav Shimon ben Adar that really Rav Tafan could learn a Kaval Chayma from the din of the Zokin b'negei regal, as he could learn mitamun, and as Rashi says that since we know that tamun is potter by Eish but still chay by regal, and therefore there could be a valid Kaval Chayma, and Rav Tafan's Kaval Chayma would be as follows: Ma regal should be shus rabim b'tuyo miklum, that just like regal, where if it would be mazik with shus rabim you potter chayevus b'shus anizik afilo al tamun nezik shalim, and you still chay even with shus anizik, even on tamun you're going to be chayiv nezik shalim. So Karen should be shusravim chetzi kaifa. So certainly by Karen we're in shusravim chayiv chetzi kaifa, and you're also chayiv for tamun. So therefore, if a tam kills someone with a Karen in rishus hanizik, you should be chayiv nezik shalim. The Gemara continues, mal tamun shkin yeshna mabar. You can't say that tamun is an item where once you have a dinde chayiv for tamun, then you can be chayiv for kaifa, because we know b'negei bar that it's going to be chayiv for tamun. And even though if you have a gedi that's tamun and sak, or a matzah and a skalv and nafla bar, that you're going to be chayiv, but you're still not going to be chayiv for kaifa. And therefore, once again, if Rav Tafan Makar is based on a kaval chayma that he learns from the zokin of regal, l'chayiv you're not be able to bring a raya, as we see that there's a chumra b'negei the din of the zokin, because you're chayiv in tamun, and although you're chayiv in tamun, you're not chayiv in kaifa, and therefore you can't learn the din of kaifa by Karen and Rishus HaNizik from the din of regal, because it's possible that although the astringency is b'negei regal, that is because you're even chayiv by tamun by nizokin, who said that you could learn that there's a chiyuv of kaifa sholem when an animal that's a tam goes and is mazik someone with a karen b'rishus hanizik. And the Gemara continues and goes back and states Rav Shimon ben Adar may be correct, as we know that if a keli is damaged in a bar, then the owner of the bar is pata, because the pasuk says shav lo adam chamar v'lo kelim. Maybe that's why b'negei bar you would not be chayiv for kaifa. However, b'negei regal there is a chiyuv even if an animal damages kelim, and therefore Rav Tafan would have a kavu chayma from the hezek of regal, and the kavu chayma would go as follows: the madach regal shabashusram b'hotu meklum chayavis b'shus hanizik afilu al kelim nezik shalim. So Karen shabashusram chetzi kaifa. So in addition, there should be chayiv in rishus hanizik kaifa shalim. And the Gemara asks, malak kelim sheyeshnu be'ish dalachira, how could be a raya from a kavu chayma from regal where it was mazik in rishus hanizik that yichayiv nezik shalim? If lemaisa, although it's true that yichayiv for regal when it's mazik kelim, but lemaisa b'negei eish, it also is chayiv if it's mazik kelim, and even so, there is no chayiv of kaifa by eish, as the the Gemara taught us on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and therefore, once again, you can't bring raya from a Kal V'Chomer from the Zokin of Regal. So although it's true that it's chayiv if it actually damages kelim, but we also find B'Negei Eish that it's chayiv if it damages kelim, and even so, there's no din of Kaifer B'Shus HaNizik. And once again, the Gemara responds that really Rav Shimon ben Adar could be correct, that the way that we understand that Kaifer would be relevant by Karen and B'Shus HaNizik, and you pay Kaifer Sholim, is based on a Kal V'Chomer from Regal. That is because it is similar to the din of Regal, that it's chayiv for kelim t'munim, and just like B'Negei Regal, where it's chayiv for kelim t'munim, B'Shus HaNizik, it's chayiv nezer sholim, and B'Shus HaRabim, it's potter miklum. So therefore, certainly B'Negei Karen, where it's chayiv chetzi kaifer in B'Shus HaRabim, then certainly it should also be chayiv kaifer sholim in B'Shus HaNizik. Finally, the Gemara says that L'maiser of Shimon Adar's teretz is not valid, as you couldn't learn from a Kal V'Chomer from the Zokin and Regal, as we would be able to shlug up the Kal V'Chomer as malak kelim t'munim sheyesh me'adam, that since we find that if a person is mazik kelim da t'munim, that he chayiv, and yet if a person kills another person, there's no chayiv of kaifer, and therefore you cannot bring a raya for the case of kelim t'munim, that is what is the cause that someone is going to be chayiv kaifer, and the chayiv of tafa would not have a valid makar, and an animal that is a tam that kills a person in Rishus HaNizik would be chayiv kaifer sholim. Therefore, since we can't learn this Kal V'Chomer based on hezek by regal, elav shma mina mi kaifer de regal ma'isla alma ik kaifer regal shma mina, and therefore it must be that Rav Tafa's makar is based on the Kal V'Chomer that we originally mentioned, that he's learning from the case of kaifer by regal, and therefore we see that Rav Tafa holds that there is a chiyuv of kaifer regal in Rishus HaNizik, and you would pay kaifer sholim by regal. Therefore, we have a raya to original shayla that regal should darsal gabi tina b'chatz HaNizik, that the owner would pay kaifer sholim. Just to review what the Kal V'Chomer was, and as Rashi says in Dibur Maskil, mi Kal V'Chomer regal v'hochi gamala mashiv regal shapturim b'shus rabim l'gamri b'shus HaNizik, that he would pay kaifer sholim. Karen should b'shus rabim chetzi kaifer krab yisit gluli, and then should b'shus HaNizik kaifer sholim. And the Gemara continues, amalei Rav Acha medifti Ravina, Rav Acha medifti said to Ravina, and the next piece of Gemara seems to be like a repeat of the prior Gemara, that hochanam mistavet ikka kaifer regal, that it makes sense that there is a din of kaifer, and you pay kaifer sholim when an animal goes and kills a person with the talda of regal, and it's done in a Rishus HaNizik, the sakadaitik lekka kaifer regal, as if you will say there's no din of kaifer regal, v'tanam nizik in the regal maisila, and the tana, meaning Rav Tafin that we had in the prior Brisa, learns that there's a din of kaifer sholim if a tam shtoises in Rishus HaNizik and kills a person, and Rav Tafin's limud is based on a Kal V'Chomer that he learns from the case where someone is mazik with the talda of regal in Rishus HaNizik, that they pay nezik sholim, and not from the din of kaifer by regal. So lifreich, then we could ask a pecha mal nizak in regal shekin yeshlim regal, that you can't bring a raya to a din that karabishis yachid has a chiyuv of kaifer sholim, as there is only a chiyuv of hezek by regal in a Rishus HaNizik. There is no chiyuv of kaifer where an animal kills someone using regal in Rishus HaNizik, el lav shma mina mi kaifer regal ma'isila, and therefore it must be that Rav Tafa's limud is from a Kal V'Chomer from the case of kaifer regal, and there is a chiyuv of kaifer by regal in Rishus HaNizik, alma ikka kaifer regal shma mina, and therefore once again we proved that if an animal goes and kills a person with the told of regal in Rishus HaNizik, then you would pay kaifer sholim, and the Gemara ends off as a shma mina. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and once again this Mishnah is continuing to explain the Mishnah that we had in Tatas Vavim Beis, and one of the items which are listed in the Mishnah in Tatas Vavim Beis is Adam. And our Mishnah that begins Adam Mu'ud L'Olam, that B'negei an Adam that's mazik anything, then he's considered a Mu'ud forever, and even originally he's considered a Mu'ud Bein Shoygeg Bein Mezid Bein Er Bein Yashan, and doesn't make a difference if the person was a Shoygeg when he created this Hezek, or he was a Mezid and he did it on purpose, and also doesn't make a difference if the Adam that's mazik something was awake or if he was sleeping, and he will always be chayiv for any hezek that he causes. And of course, if a person's sleeping and the item they damaged was not there prior to going to sleep, and then someone placed that item next to him, then in that case, Tyson mentioned previously, they would not be chayiv. And some are gerus in the Mishnah, Adam Mu'ul Oilam, Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid, Bein Oynes Bein Ratzon, Bein Er Bein Yashan. And of course, although Mezid and Ratzon are the same, but of course, Oynes and Shogeg are different. And Ayin and Tyson on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, who learns that although it's true that Adam will be chayiv for certain hezekim that are done even by Oynes, however, by an Oynes Gomer, a person would be potter. And the Ramban and Mesach Bab Metzia that pay Beis argues with Tyson and holds even by Oynes Gomer, a person would be chayiv. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said Adamu Lo'ilam. And the Mishnah continues, Simas Ein Chaver V'Shiva Sekelim, if Ruvin blinds the eye of his friend, or he breaks the kelim of his friend, and even if it's done b'shogeg, Misham Nezek Sholim, you will be chayiv to pay Nezek Sholim. And the Gemara begins, Tani Simas Ein Chaver Dumi D'Shiva Sekelim, that our Mishnah compares the case of Simas Ein Chaver to the case where you break someone's kelim, mahasim nezik in abad varm loy. Just like if someone breaks the kelim of his friend, then he's not going to be chayy by abad varm. As Rashi says, loy shaykh bihu, because it's not shaykh, tsar ripoy shevis and bishes on a keli, afsimas in chaveri nezik in abad varm loy. Also regarding if a person goes and blinds his friend's eye and he does so b'shogeg, although he'll be chayv to pay nezek because adam hu la'ilam, but he will not be chayv to pay tzar ribui and shavus and boishas. And Rashi explains nezek in abad varm loy d'loy mechayv abad varm elo oy mezid oy karv lemezid, that the only time an adam will be chayv to pay for abad varm when he's mazik someone else is only if he did so b'mezid or if he's karv lemezid dumi d'chiruven anashim. And this is similar to the pasuk of mishpatim that says kiruven anashim the hasam ksiv ribui v'shavus, as that is the makar that you pay ribui and shavus. And ayin Rabbeinu Chananel on Amud Beis, where Rabbeinu Chananel states that the actual limud is from the pasuk of Mishpatim that states v'hika ish es re'eu be'evan oy be'egreif, and therefore we compare the case of egreif to the case of evan. And just like b'negei someone hitting someone with his fist, it has to be done b'yedia. Therefore, b'negei and evan, it's also talking about a scenario where the mazik does so with yedia. And therefore, the chiyuv for abad varm is not b'shogeg and only b'mezid, or in a case that's categorized as karv l'mezid. And right at the bottom of the Amud, Rabbeinu Chananel says nekoit haklal b'yotcha. Continuing that chavam and beis minani mili, the Gemara asks, as Rashi says, that how do you know that the nizik is chayiv afilu b'shogeg? And Amar Chizkiyah, Chizkiyah states b'chein tanav v'chizkiyah, as Amar Kra, the pasuk in Pashim Shpatim states petza tachas patza, which literally means that a person pays for a wound in place of a wound. And the pasuk in Pashim Emor already states v'ish kiyitim mum b'misai kasha also kenya also loy. And therefore, the entire pasuk in Pashim Shpatim of kfiyah tachas kfiyah and petza tachas potza and chabura tachas chabura is all extra. And from the lashon of petza tachas potza, we learn l'chayv ala shegeg k'mezid v'ala in his karatzin, that a person's chayv to pay for hezek, and it doesn't make a difference if he was a shegeg or a mezid, or if he was an inis or he did so b'ratzin. And Rashi points out that the lashon of kfiyah tachas kfiyah and chabura tachas chabura we learn for other dinim in perek ha'chayvel on daf peidal on obeys. The Gemara continues and asks, haymi b'yle litin tzab b'makim nezek, that l'chayv from the lashon petza tachas potza learned that even if someone was chayv for nezek and they pay for a person's nezek, they would still have to pay for tzar. As Rashi points out, that you shouldn't think tzar de kos rachmana haynu b'dleka nezek, that the only time that deters mechayiv you to pay for someone's tzar is only when you don't pay for hezek. If someone burns a person's fingernail, there is no payment for hezek, as he didn't lose any value, and you would think that that is the only time that you pay for tzar. However, one may think, and as Rashi brings in Pashim Shvatim, once you pay for a person's arm and you pay for his nezek, maybe you'd be potter from tsar, because hoil the konad yoda yesh lov l'chatcha b'kol mashiyitza. Once I paid for his yad, therefore I have a right to cut it off with any way I want, and even if he'll have tsar, ela oimim, but we say yesh l'chatcha b'sam she'inim tzar kol kach v'zeh chotcha b'bazel v'tzarei, and because you cut it in a way that he had tsar, and he didn't have anesthesia, for example, then certainly you have to pay for that tsar. And as Tesis at the top of the Amud points out, v'ribu v'shevis u'bashes kulu mitzayof inu d'chayi b'makim nezek, that we will also learn the din of ribu Shavus and Baishas from the din of tzar. And l'chayr, if we're using the lashon of petza tachas besa to teach us the din of tzar, so l'chayr, how can you learn the din of shayg kemezin in his karatzin? And the Gemara answers, in kain lichtu rachmana petza bipatza, by the fact that it could have said petza bipetza, we would have learned tzar b'makom nezek, my tachas petza, why do we say lashon tachas, shma minot tarti? Therefore, we learn both dinim. We number one learn that the chayiv b'tzar b'makom nezek, and even if you pay nezek, you chayiv for tzar as well. And we also learn that petza tachas petza, l'chayv ala shayg kemezin, in his keratzin. And the Gemara continues, and from here until the end of the parak, we will have seven different members that Rabba will bring, as well as one shaylat where Rabba will ask. And the Gemara now brings the first member of Rabba, Amar Rabba, Hoysa Evan Munechas Loi Bechekai. If a person had a stone that was placed on his lap, and the Rishonim explained that it was placed there while he was sleeping, Vlahikabar, and he never knew about it, and he never recognized that was there, Va'amad Benafla, and then Reuven got up, and the Evan fell. Rabba teaches us five different dinim. Number one, Linen Zakan Chayiv, that Benigeir Hezek, he'd be chayiv because we just stated that Adamu la'ilam, and therefore he's chayiv on Ines Kiratzin. Rabba continues, number two, in Abba Dvaram Pata, Benigeir Tsar Ripui Shevis and Baishas, you will be Pata. And as we just learned on Amud Aleph, that the only time you chayiv for Abba Dvaram is only if you mazik someone with Mazid or by Karv Lamazid, but over here, since it was an Ines, therefore you'll be Pata on Abba Dvaram. Number three, in Shabbos, that let's say he got up and the Evan now fell from the Rishis Yochid and went to the Rishis Rabim, would still not be chayiv for Itzah, because Melechus Machshavas HaSotera, that the only Chiyav for Shabbos is only when you had Melechus Machshavas, and therefore it's a Dovashay Miskavin, and the Rishayim discuss why this would not be a case of Misasek, and therefore certainly it should be part. Chata, even according to the Mada Omar, that Dovashay Miskavin will be Chayiv, Linyan Golis, and if Reuben got up and then this rock flew onto someone and it killed a person, and therefore this occurred b'shoigeg, he would be Potter from Golis. And Rashi says, the Gabba Golis Tziv, Makin Nefesh Bishkoga, Vele Mikri Shkoga, Lechichel Davale Yediyah Meikara, Vizela Hikaba Ma'ilam, and since he never knew that he had the stone on him, therefore he's not going to be Chayiv Golis either. And number five, Linyan Eved, that let's say Reuben got up and the stone flew and hit his Eved Knani and it blinded his Eved Knani, then plucked Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. There's a machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon if his Eved would actually be Yotze L'Cheiris. At the Tanya, we have a brisa that states, Hareisha Rabbi Reifei, if a person's master was a doctor, V'amu Loi, and the Eved Knani says to the master, Kechol Enei, I need you to place medicine into my eye, V'sima, and while the master is doing so, he blinds the Eved Knani. We're in a case where the Eved Knani says to his master, Atar Li Shini, I want you to scrape around my tooth in order to make it feel better. And while the Adon is doing so, V'apila, he knocks the tooth of the Eved Knani out. Sichik Be'adon V'yotze L'Cheiris, the Tana Kama holds that the Eved Knani would go out L'Cheiris, and he figured out a way to make the Adon let him out L'Cheiris, even though the Adon did not mean to blind him or to knock out his tooth. Therefore, the Fida Tana Kama in our case, although the Adon did not mean to knock out his Eved's eye, but the Maisa, since he got up and the stone flew and knocked out his Eved's eye, he would still be Yotze L'Cheiris because L'Maisa, he knocked out his Eved's eye, and even though it was B'doinus, Rav Shimon Galil like that, however, Rav Shimon Galil states that the Pasuk says, B'digayin Eved Knani, B'shichasa, that the only time that you go out free is B'chiyaka ishes ein avdeis ein amasai, B'shichasa, L'chavshi shichana tachas einai, and therefore he learns, as she's kavin l'shachasa, and over here, since it was done B'doinus, therefore the Eved Knani would not go out free. The Gemara continues, and Rabba gives us another example, which is similar to the first example. However, the case was where Hikaba, where Reuven was awake, and someone placed an Eved in his lap, or Reuven himself placed the Eved on his lap, the Shacha, and then he forgot about the Eved, Va'omer ben Nafla, and then he got up, and now the Eved went flying, or it fell down, leaning Zokin Chayiv. In this case, B'negei Hezek, you would certainly be Chayiv, just like you Chayiv in the first case, as Adamud Loilam. Number two, leaning Dalad Varim, Potter, in this case, you would still be Potter by Dalad Varim, because Lamaisi is still a Shagig, as Rashi says, the Afagav Hikaba, Havishikha Shagig, V'loi Pshia, and therefore Reuven will still be Potter from paying Saripoy Shevis and Baishis. However, Rabba continues that in this case, if Reuven gets up and now the stone goes flying and it kills a person b'shoigeg, then le'inyan golis chayiv, that Reuven would be chayiv to go to golis. And the reason is the amakra b'shkoga, that since the pasuk says lashin b'shkoga, mechlad havle yediya, the havle yediya, that b'negei the din of golis, as long as you had a yediya b'tchila, then since you had a yediya and now you're a shoigeg, you would still go to golis, even though you forgot that you had this rock on your lap. And Rabba continues, le'inyan shabbos potah, and the reason why Rabba says this din b'negei a shabbos after he speaks about Golis, and previously he spoke about Shabbos first and then Golis, is because over here the Chiddush is that even though B'negei Golis, Yechayiv, has been B'negei Golis, this is considered a Shoigeg. However, B'negei Shabbos, this is not considered a case of Shoigeg, and you will not be Chayiv a Chatos. And as Rashi explains, V'afagav the Mikri Shkogel in Golis, Potter B'Shabbos, to be in him Lech Shabbos, and Skavin, Lasa Malacha, Uchasova, Shayim Chol, Vizela in Skavin, has been B'negei Hilch Shabbos, the only way that someone's considered Shoigeg is in Miskavin to do an actual act, and the Shoigeg was that he either did not realize that today is Shabbos, or you realize that it's Shabbos, but you didn't know it's also for you to do this act on Shabbos. And once again, the Indian Eved, B'negei and Eved, being Yitzel Chayris, plucked the Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon, it would be based on the same Achlekes, Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon, because over here, Lemaisa, you were Shoigeg. And Rabba continues with a third variation on the Shaila, Niskaven Lizrik Shtayim, Vizarek Abba, if Reuven's original intention was to throw a stone for two Ames, and instead it flew four Ames, and once again, Rabba goes through the variations, Linyan and Zokin, that certainly B'negei and Zokin Chayev because Adamud Loilam, Linyan Dalad Varim Potter, B'negei Dalad Varim, Lemaisa, he was a Shoigeg, and therefore you'll be Potter, Linyan Shabbos, Melech Machshav's Binan, therefore once again you're Potter, Linyan Golis, however, B'negei Golis, Ashalait Sada, Mechmana, Pralin Eskav, Lizrik Shtayim, Vizarek Dalad, and we will get back to this in a moment, as Rashi actually has two different Pshatim as had learned this line of the Gemara, and Linyan Eved, B'negei Eved, once again, since Lemaisa, it was a Shoigeg, as you were Eskavin to throw it for two Amis, and it flew four Amis, plucked the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbanon, once again, if this stone blinded the Eved, then the Mimachlik is between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon, if the Eved Knadi would go out L'Cheiris or not. In the Indian Golis, Rashi brings two different Pshatim. The first Pshat of Rashi is that B'negei Golis, that Reuven will be Chayiv to go to Golis, to Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, that the only time that a person will be Chayiv Misa for killing someone is Vashelet Sada, Vesamti L'cha Mokim, Pratlim Skavin, Lizuk Shtayim, Vizarek Abba, She'inu B'teres V'chiyozit Ish, and therefore you're not in the Pasha of Mezid, Ela B'teres Vesamti L'cha Mokim, and now you're in the Pasha of Vesamti L'cha Mokim, and you'll have to go to Golis, Lishnachrina, and Rashi brings another pshat, which is exactly the opposite. Bashel Yitzada, Pratle Miskabin, the Potter Megolas, and in this case, it's going to be Potter Megolas, the Hachi Mashma, and this is the way we understand the Pasuk, Shle Yitzada, Shle Niskabin, Litzadik, Belizrik Etzloi, that is the only time they're going to be Chayav Golas, Pratle Zeh, Shetzada. However, since this person had Kavana to throw it only to Amis, since he had intent to only throw it to Amis, therefore he would not be Chayav to go to Golas, even though he ultimately threw it for Amis and it caused someone to die. Rabbi continues and brings a fourth variation on his Shaila, the Skavan Lizuk Abar, Vizarik Shmoina. If Reuven had Kavana to throw a stone for Amis and instead he threw it 8 Amis, Linin Zakan Chayev, of course you're going to be Chayev in the game of Zakan because Adamud Loilam, Linin Dal Dvarim Potter, Lemaisa, you consider Shaygig with the Gay Dal Dvarim, and therefore you're going to be Potter, as we mentioned before, Indian Shabbos, where you need a Melech Smach Sheves. So Ba'oimet Kol Makrib Shetirza Tunulachin, if Reuven would say that I'm throwing the stone and I'm happy as long as it lands anywhere, then certainly you'll be Chayev, as that's considered Melech Smach Sheves, because if it would land at 4 Amis, then it already went 4 Amis in Shesabim Nechayev, even though the stone ultimately went 8 Amis, Lemaisa, that was part of his original intent, as he said, I don't care where it lands, and his main point was to throw it at least 4 Amis, and therefore, if it flew 8 Amis, he's also going to be Chayev, as it was that Kirin Anocha within Rishis Rabim that was more than 4 Amis. However, Eloi, Eloi, if he only wanted it to go 4 Amis and actually went 8 Amis, then certainly it's not considered Melech Smach Sheves, and therefore he will be Potter. Once again, Linya Golis, Asher Loi Tzadr, Pratlin Skav, Lizuk Abov, Vizarek Shmoina. Once again, if you the first Pshat of Rashi, you'd be Chayev to go to Golis, and according to the second Pshat of Rashi, you'd be Potter from Golis. And Linya Eved, and once again, Benegay Eved, over here also was a Shoigig, and therefore it's Plukti Rab Shimon Gamliel over Rabbanon, if the Eved would go out Lecheris. Before we continue, the Gemara just mentioned that in a case where he was discovered to throw it 4 Amis and he threw it 8 Amis, that as long as originally his intent was that it should go as far as it goes and he doesn't mind where it lands, then Lecheria, why is it that in the prior case where Rabbi had a scenario where Reuven threw a stone and he had Kavana to throw it for 2 Amis and Lemaisa it went for 4 Amis, so Lecheria, in that case, we should also say that if Reuven's original intent was that as new where that will fall, I am happy, Lecheria, once we see that the stone actually went 4 Amis and it was just Rabbim, so Lecheria, Reuven should be Chayim. Rashi explains that that is not correct because Avon Eskav Lizuk Shtayim Vizorek Abba Afilo Oma Kol Mokim Shetirza Tenuach Pata Sheike Machshavta Eino Mlocha, because his original Machshava was that I want to throw it for 2 Amis, and although he said that Lemaisa, even if it goes further, that I will be Nichalei, but that wasn't his actual original intent, and therefore it's not considered Melech Smach Sheves, and therefore he'll be Pata Mashenkin in the case where he said I wanted to go 4 Amis and ultimately it went 8 Amis, but in either case it was considered Melecha, and therefore it fits into the category of Melech Smach Sheves, and that's why Rabbi says that in that case you would be Chayiv. And the Gemara now continues with the second din that Rabbi stated, V'amar Rabban, Rabbi states, Zar Kli Mirei Shagag, Bar Acha V'Shavar B'Makal Pata, that if Reuven, who is the owner of a Kli, throws his Kli off a rooftop, and then Shimon comes and breaks the Kli with a stick, then Shimon will be Pata. The Gemara asks, My Taima, and the Gemara explains, Mana Tvir Tava, because originally when Reuven threw this Kli off of the rooftop, eventually it would have fallen onto the ground and broken, and therefore it's considered like it's already a broken Kli. Therefore, Shimon is Potter. And Ayin Tezid Diba Maskel Va'amar Rabba Zar Kli Mirei Shagag. And he says, Rabba Gassinon, that certainly the guess over here is Rabba, the Rabba Masafkel El, because in this case, Rabba actually had a suffix earlier on Daf Yedzayin Beis, Ibasam Ikaraz Linon Eloi, the Kama, the Nifshim Rabba, Shu Rabbi. And over there, we said that we should be pushing from this case of Rabba, who is the Rebbe of Rabba. Keep in mind, although Rashi in our Sugya states that the one who threw it was the actual owner, and therefore we don't speak about the Zayrik, because certainly he's not Chayev a Potter as it was his Keli. However, Rashi and Daf Yedzayin Beis states, Pata Mishabroi, that Shimon who broke the Kli will be Pata, the Chayev Azarek, and the one who threw the Keli off the rooftop will be Chayev. Clearly, Rashi in the Gemara and Daf Yedzayin Beis learned that the case was where Reuven did not own the Keli, and therefore Reuven was a Mazik, and Reuven will be Chayev, and Ayin and Mepharshim who discuss why is it that Rashi changes Pshat from our Sugya to the prior Sugya. The Gemara continues, V'amar Rabba, and Rabba says a third member, Zar Kli Mirei Shagag, if Reuven throws a Kli from a rooftop, and Reuven was a mazik and he did not own the kli, but he tacked of karma exasais, and on the ground level where this kli would fall, there were pillows and blankets and mattresses, therefore the kli wouldn't have broken, and bar acha v'sulkan, and then Shimon comes and takes the pillows and mattresses away, or he called him v'sulkan, or even if Reuven comes and takes the pillows and mattresses away, lemaisa at this point, the kli knocks into the ground and the kli breaks, then is that both Reuven and Shimon would be pata, as Reuven would be pata for throwing the kli off the rooftop, as at that point it wouldn't have broken, because there were pillows and mattresses beneath that, and Shimon will be Potter even if he took away the pillows and mattresses, and if it was Reuven that took away the pillows and mattresses, he would also be Potter, because the Lemaisa at this point they will only a Gorma bin Zaken, and Gorma bin Zaken would be Potter bin Dina Adam. Shem v'chayi b'dini Shemayim. And the Gemara explains, my time, what is the reason that Reuven who threw the kli is pata? Because b'idin shadir p'suki misuki giri, because at the time that Reuven threw his keli, his arrow did not have the koyach at that point to go and damage something, meaning that the keli would not have broken since there were pillows and blankets that would have cushioned its fall and cushioned the impact, and therefore the kli wouldn't have broken. And Ayin Tesis brings from the Rif, the Rabbi Lutamei, the Lesley Din of the Gami, Reisha Gezel Kama, the Rabbi doesn't hold of the concept of the Gami, and therefore Shimon would not be Chayiv, Luri Nira, the Grom Ben Zakin, who Upatel Kule Amo, and the Re hold that this is a case of Grom Ben Zakin, and therefore the Divrei Chol, you would be Potter, as Grom Ben Zakin is Potter, and of course this Tesis is only according to those that hold that there is a difference between Grom and Gami. However, there is a Rashi that seems to say that there is no such thing as Gami, and all would agree that Grom or Gami Ben Zakin would be Potter. And two quick points. First of all, in this member of Rabbah, where Zar Kli Mir Shagag, certainly we were talking about someone who wasn't the owner. Therefore, it's a bit Sarbiya. Why in the prior case did Rashi have to say that we're talking about a case where the owner threw it off of the rooftop? Certainly, it would be more mashmal, like Rashi said on Daf Yudayin Beis, that even in the first case of Rabbah, of Zar Kli Mir Shagag, it was talking about someone that was a mazik that threw it off the rooftop and not about the owner. And number two, in this case of Rabbah, Rabbah mentioned Oikodim Vesalkon, that Reuven who threw the kli off of the rooftop, now remove the pillows and blankets from underneath them. And Rabbeinu Chananel, that has found in Daf Chav Zayin and Aleph, actually explains the Metzias, that they were tied with a rope, and that is the way that Metzias, it was possible that Reuven who threw a kli off of the rooftop, was able to pull out the pillows and blankets from underneath the kli prior to the kli smashing into the ground. I and Shum, and we will stop over here.